Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Carmen, were you here yesterday in the afternoon? Because people were tweeting me like, oh man, you spooked Carmen. She's still at work.
Yeah, on Wednesdays, I've been running the board for Roger and JP.
Okay.
Because Monica had some hour issues.
All right.
So that was...
So were you here when Drew was here?
Yes, I was.
What was that all about? I heard the promo where Drew was saying that the people in this building and we're better than they are and all. I mean, not that I don't disagree.
Right. So, you know, during the afternoons, normally some restaurant or something will do a food drop and just bring food randomly to be like, hey, here's our food.
Right.
Maybe like plug us, say hey to us or something.
But now, is that the case? Like I would say when we did afternoons, the only time we ever got food is when we had it come in.
Right. Well, that's because when you put it in the break room, it lasts for about 3 minutes.
Because of the vultures.
Right.
Cockroaches.
Or cockroaches is what Drew likes.
Well, a lot of times what it is salespeople will set it up if they have a new client from Joe's restaurant, whatever, and they're doing commercials, and they're like, hey, why don't you bring some food by, and then they'll talk about it.
But I don't think that's what this was. I think this company started doing catering. So this was their way to be like, hey, we know
Who was the restaurant?
It was Fresh Kitchen.
So delicious. That is great food.
Right.
Great food.
Yeah, is it good?
You would love it.
Good.
It's all clean, healthy. Yeah. It's on 4th Street.
Okay, yeah. John had told me about that.
So
it was really good.
Yeah, so they started doing catering, so that was why they brought food. I don't know if anyone set it up because it
was. So did a salesperson bring it in? Did the company just stop by with food, or did Drew asked to have it brought in?
Drew didn't ask for it. I think the company just brought it because they didn't bring very much.
Did they bring it to Drew or did they bring it to whoever their rep is?
They brought it to the front. They brought it to just the receptionist.
And did they say, this is for Drew?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Get Drew on the phone. Okay. We need to figure this out.
Well, Drew does. Yeah.
No. Okay. I want to get Drew on the phone and find out because, in my opinion, if they were to bring it to the radio station and say, hey, we're with Fresh Kitchen, we brought this food for Drew, then that food should come directly to Drew.
But sure. That wasn't the case.
Well, that's what I asked you, and you said you didn't know.
Well, no, you asked me if a sales rep set it up. I'm saying they didn't bring it for Drew, they just brought it to the station, but I don't know if a sales rep set it
up. Okay, so they brought it to just the station to drop off. So now you have six radio stations in this building. How many? Six, right? One,
six,
two,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah. They have a bunch of them.
Yeah,
and,
suck at the rest of you.
They bring the food in, and then now you have six radio stations and six sales staffs and six management teams and all that. That increases the vulture level or the cockroach level to an all-time high at that point where now it becomes a free-for-all and who's eating what.
Right, and the email wasn't specific of who it was for or anything.
It just said, hey, there's food in the kitchen.
But food in the break room.
The idea of when people bring food to the radio station is that it's here for the people who are on the air to talk about.
That's Drew's argument.
But why?
Because if you own a business, okay, you're Frankie from Cafe Chibo, and you're going, hey, what's a good opportunity? What's a good way to get my name out there? Well, why don't I bring a food drop to a radio station? I'll feed the DJs, and then they'll talk about it.
But then you contact the DJ, and you say, I want to bring you food, like Frankie did. Like Frankie says, I'm going to make you my special lamb cannelloni.
But that's not as easy for Frankie. Okay, it's not as easy for every restaurant to get a hold of a guy like Drew, which is why they go through the sales department or the promotions department, and they have something set up like this. And the idea there is so that you can promote it on the air. It's not going, you're getting zero mileage.
I don't know. How about this? How many? We just said there's six radio stations, six sales teams, management staff, interns, promotions. Maybe they're like, hey, we're down the block from you on 4th Street. You're 200 people. We just want to let you know that we're open for lunch. And any of you guys want to come by?
Well,
that seems to make a lot of sense.
Well, I guess on Tuesday, Drew was talking about how it was National Taco Day and Taco Tuesday. So Fuzzy Tacos brought him in food.
Right.
And because they called him on air while he was on air. And then I'm pretty sure that's probably Drew. Hold on.
I got it.
Okay.
Drew, is that you, sir?
Why, Michael, it is me. How are you?
Fuzzy Tacos brings you tacos on the air on Taco Tuesday.
And it was amazing. Well, they brought it yesterday.
You had some?
Yeah.
Did you ask, or did you just take it?
It was yesterday, and I was in studio when they brought it in, and Drew offered.
Even if she didn't ask, purpose done. She just talked about the food that she ate, whereas anybody from sales, I love Aaron Miller. Aaron Miller eats that taco. Nobody knows about it.
Oh, not
it.
True.
Knows.
Aaron
not
Miller true. Tells four friends. And I had fuzzy Miller. Tacos, and they were great. Yeah,
and the next event, Aaron Miller says we should get Fuzzy Taco to do it, cool. And then it has a bunch of tacos for 600 people.
If you're Fuzzy Taco, do you want one guy telling four people and maybe a benefit where he's hosting a party and he orders it, or do you want a woman who's on the radio able to say it to all of Tampa Bay?
That I ate.
Sure, that makes
taco.
More sense. I completely agree that that makes more sense, but what we have to find out is what Mike was asking. Did the food come to be delivered to Drew, or was it delivered to right. Cox Radio?
Well, fortunately, we have Drew Garabo
yes.
from On Your Face with Drew Garabo, afternoons here at 2 o'clock, joining us live now. Drew, how are you, buddy?
Hi, Michael.
So, from what I understand, there was a drama yesterday with the salespeople, promotions people?
Oh. Let me say this. If had it been any of the account executives who work very hard to sell the show that we provide ratings for, then it wouldn't have been a big deal at all, because I consider them, they're our equals. We could not do what we
do. Well, don't get crazy. Don't, I mean, they're higher on the list, but no one's an equal.
Right, right. Okay, they are at least as important to the organization as we are.
Yeah, almost.
As we could all right now go tomorrow and start selling
right,
stuff.
We could hire new sales guy
in
2 days.
I would love to see either one of you try that.
Okay,
really?
I'd be willing.
Let's do a contest.
I'd be
we
willing
did it
to switch.
Before.
Galvin and I,
again,
Drew, before Drew came here and before you were here, they did a one-day sale where they put out rates for a day and they call up their clients and they say, hey, we got a one-day sale. This is what we have. And they were giving out prizes. Galvin and I had nothing to do with anything. Went in there, took the rate sheet, went into rooms, and we were the top sellers in the building.
Yeah.
Top sellers.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
sorry, I didn't know.
Like, we should have won a trip to France. Instead, I got a bottle of tequila.
ABC. Always be closing.
Yeah. We ask Jason Meter. We were the top sellers in the building.
Okay.
So, shut your face, Rob.
Okay.
Back to you, Drew.
Okay, yes. Well, had it been any of the account executives who worked very hard for this company, I don't think I would have had the same amount of ire that was evoked when I saw the disgusting, grotesque display that I saw yesterday in our break room.
I'm dying to know who it was, then. If it wasn't the hardworking sales staff, and I would say equally important promotions department?
Well, no. They weren't the most egregious offenders. And let me say this. I understand that people like free food. Of course people like free food. When you get an email that says there's free food, everyone's going to flock to the break room. What I ask is that there's an awareness that when a client brings food, whether it is stated emphatically in an email or not, they're bringing that food so that their company can be mentioned on the radio by the radio personality.
Or are they saying there's 200 people that work in that building, we're right up the block, we want to let you know we're here in case you want to come for lunch?
Not very likely, but I will allow for that possibility.
Okay.
When I did regular office jobs, sometimes companies would come by, and that way they would spread through word of mouth that they had catering starting like they did yesterday at Fresh Kitchen.
Right.
However, yesterday, and this wasn't even an issue about me because I had my lunch already. I got two delicious pieces of baked chicken from Winn-Dixie with a delicious new side of red peppers and onions seasoned lightly with some garlic salt.
However,
it wasn't that bad. So I walked out of the elevator, saw an email from Claudia that said Fresh Kitchen is in our Fresh Kitchen right now, and the display that I saw would make any civilized adult embarrassed to work with such savages. It was
What was it like Black Friday video?
Like, imagine Black Friday combined with one of those videos where zebras are crossing the Nile. And crocodiles are laying in wait, and somehow the zebras were rendered immobile to move, and the crocodiles pounced and tore the flesh, rendering it limb from limb, and with blood smeared all over their grotesque, disgusting faces.
Who was the biggest offender when it comes to who is the biggest crocodile?
Let me temper my response by saying that I'm not going to ever give some of these people the light of day so that they can go running to human resources and try to get me in trouble for simply telling the truth again. So I will simply say it's the same offenders who do it every single time.
Does anybody know who that is?
Yes.
Can you write it down for me?
Yeah.
I can tell you that one time we ordered a pizza from West Shore Pizza. Like, we ordered it and paid for it and everything. And when we came here, it was missing a slice. And we were like, what happened? And they go, oh, the secretary up front took a slice out. Galvin went and lit her up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, don't. You wouldn't know it anyway. We got code names for everybody.
Not at all surprised. But listen, you know, when I saw the feeding display going on in front of me and these people elbowing on-air personalities out of the way, there were no fewer than 12, and quite possibly as many as 15 people attacking that food from Fresh Kitchen. As I stood there and with Keith Connors from Magic, who was trying to get a bite to eat, they were elbowing out of the way the on-air personalities who could have talked about this on the air. And when they left, there were three chins emptied by the time any on-air personalities got anywhere near that food.
Wow.
And that was my break. I'd had enough. I've been fighting this fight for 4 years. Not that we're any better than anybody else in the building, but let's...
I believe in the promo, you actually said we are better than the people in the building. Yeah.
Well, we are.
Yeah. just checking.
I got to tell you, though, Drew, unless it's earmarked for a specific personality, if it's in the kitchen, it's a free-for-all. Right? I mean, isn't that the way it goes? If it's in the kitchen, it's a free-for-all.
But you'll notice if there's food in the kitchen, I don't partake.
Yeah.
If there's like a breakfast thing and I'm starving, I'll be like, Spanish, Carmen, go grab some sausages. But other than that, I don't usually, they could be like, hey, there's pizza, there's something that came around, you guys walk by it. I don't have anything to do with it. Because
that's for the common folk.
But also, I also remember the opposite of Drew is I remember when I was poor.
Right.
And there would be free food to the station. That was like the best meal I had of the day.
Sure. So who do you think the order should be when it comes to food coming to the station?
Because it depends on how the food got here.
In my opinion, I would think that on air, and then I know it sounds weird, but promotions people, because those are the guys that, like you said, when you're starving, you can't afford to go get something to eat. Now there's leftover food.
Yeah, but if I'm a salesperson and that's my client, I arrange to have the food in. I'm going to tell my sales buddies I'm bringing food from Fresh Kitchen and go kill it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's... they're the reason the food is there.
I think that'd be counterproductive to what you're trying to do, which is get word out about the restaurant.
If I was a good salesperson, and many have been, they have said, hey, Fresh Kitchen's bringing food on Friday. Do you want me to have them bring you guys food in the studio? And then I have a separate shipment for you guys. You'll notice when people bring us food, it goes right in my office.
Yeah, and then we'll take out the leftovers, whatever we don't eat, and we give them to everybody else.
Because we know the vultures are there.
I remember working at a different radio station, and we would do car dealerships, and they would have, we as the station, would do a deal with the pizza place, and they would bring pizzas, and we have t-shirts, and then all the car salespeople would eat all the pizza and take all the t-shirts. And
that's the worst.
I go, cool, so now the people that I'm telling to come here have nothing if they don't want to buy a car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've seen car salesman just take like four pizzas and walk into the office. That's ridiculous. That's why I don't do those anymore. That's ridiculous. Okay, so on your show, who is the biggest offender?
Well, on my show, who's the biggest offender about eating food?
Yeah, like who's the one who... Like, first of all, this kind of falls on Seth a little bit, doesn't it?
No.
Well,
no,
yeah, because Seth should be lining up food specifically for you guys.
Oh, well, we do. When we do have a food drop that is designated for our show, there's never an issue because we're vigilant about keeping the scavengers away from it. The lions must eat before the jackals pick apart the carcass.
You should put out an email that says, hey, food's coming for the show. You can't have it. I just wanted you to smell it and know that it was coming here.
Well, you know, Mike, 3, 4, 5 years ago, I might have done the same thing, but I was so enraged that I had my on-earth tirade, and then Carrabba's on 4th Street felt so bad for us, even though we had food already from Fuzzy Tacos, as Carmen will tell you, that Carrabba's delivered approximately 50 entrees to us yesterday.
Wow,
LOD only. So what I did was I put all the food in the studio, and I put out an all-staff email saying, hey, come help yourself to some delicious food. Well,
I did see that email. I just picked up my son from school, and I almost drove him here. I was like, let's just go eat with Drew. He just sent an email.
Should have. There was mezzaluna ravioli, there was chicken, there was everything. So most people didn't eat it because they thought it was a trap. A few brave souls came into the studio and we talked to them on the air, but then I left the rest out in the break room to say, look, I'm not trying to keep you from food. I would just like for there to be some sort of understood hierarchy of things that when there is food, the important people eat first and then the rest of you unwind. Right.
Just like Merry Old England. The king goes first and the peasants eat last.
As it should be.
Oh.
Yeah. I think food in the kitchen's a free for all.
Drew Grabo, food Nazi.
I sometimes get turkey legs from like the Renaissance Festival and just drop it in the kitchen to see people go fight over it.
Walk around, see three people in a huddle.
I'll tie it to the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, on a string.
And that's what we should do. We should leave food dangling and see who's willing to go and bob for food.
Right.
Boy. Mm-hmm. What do you think the level of hate for you in this building is?
I can't even manufacture any concern whatsoever. I just do my job, and the people who like me, and the people who don't. I'm right on this one, and it doesn't matter who listening right now in the office or on the radio doesn't care for what I have to say, because I know I'm absolutely right, and so does Rob.
I'm dying to know who the biggest offenders are.
Oh, but that
are you right?
No, yeah, who I wrote down. I know exactly who it is.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Drew and I have talked about it before.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say because Drew will get in trouble.
John Brennan.
Did you say
there are a few names, and they will go right to HR. They've gone to HR on me before because I had secretly set up a video camera to watch them go to town on Chick-fil-A.
That's great.
That is pretty good.
Planes of the Serengeti. Yeah.
We set up a camera in the bathroom one time to see who washed their hands and who didn't. Yeah, it was right by the sink. You couldn't see anything. Okay. It was right by the sink, and we knew who in this building. And we didn't use it for air. We just know who the dirty people are. But you make a number two in this building at any time, you should wash your hands.
Yeah.
My rule, though, if you're making a number one and it really stinks in there, get out quick. Like, I go in, put my nose in my shirt, do my business, and then I walk out. Also, if the restroom is dirtier than your penis, then you should not touch anything else.
I wash my hands and then use paper towels to open the door.
I feel like that's why my immune system is so strong.
Probably.
I have no fear of those sort of things.
I don't get sick.
Ever.
You're sick all the time.
No, I'm
not. You're sick right now.
I'm not. Go to hell.
Go to hell.
Well, Drew, I'm glad we discussed this with you.
Yeah, me too. This is enjoyable.
Do you know what Qdoba is?
Qdoba is like the Mexican place?
Yes.
Would you
like food from Qdoba?
Oh, you know, I the Fuzzy Taco really satiated my Mexican quotient for quite some time now. So
Fuzzy Taco sounds like it should either be sexual or like, I can't eat this, there's a fuzz in my taco. Although I'm sure it's delicious. Like, there was a restaurant in Land O'Lakes that opened, and the minute they opened, I said, they will be closed in 6 months, because they called it mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing attractive about a mosquito. It's sucking your blood. It's annoying you. It's in your face. Not to mention that when you're thinking of food, you're thinking of bugs.
Right.
And sure enough, they closed down. So, although Fuzzy Taco has its sexual connotation, so you're like, I'll get that Fuzzy Taco.
It sounds like a spring break shot.
Yeah, like Carmen, she doesn't get whacked. She has a Fuzzy Taco.
Yeah.
So, I like that.
Shirt.
Where are they?
I'll eat that. They're in Brandon. I think they have one opening up out by USF on Fowler, if I'm not mistaken.
May I recommend for you people looking for new areas that are untapped, the Land O'Lakes area? Capital Tacos is fantastic out there. Hungry Harry's is good. Anything up in that area. But really, it's been the same goddamn places for 20 years. Let's open up some restaurants in that area.
Have you ever had House of Tacos in St. Pete?
No.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah,
tacos are good anywhere.
Yeah. This place is different, man.
Right?
The guacamole's fantastic.
I want a taco
Try
so bad.
Have
right
you guys
now?
Heard of Taco Bell?
I and my friend slept there.
Yeah.
Well, Drew, anything else that we need to know?
No, I'm currently getting ready to volunteer at my son's school, where I'll be filling in the media center. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Do you feel like when you're in the school that they look at you all, like, I went to my son's open house, and I always feel like the teachers already hate me because they listen to the show, even though they probably have no idea who I am. It's all in my head. But I feel like they look at me and they're like, ew, he objectifies women.
Oh, my God.
Like, nobody's ever done that to me, nor it's my own ego making them think that they would even know who I was. But I feel that way going into it. And then when I get there, I walk through the hall, and every father does, like, a double take because we're very popular with men. And I'm like, okay, so this could either be really good or really bad. And that's why I hate going to the school, because I never know if it's going to be really bad.
Yeah, I move in anonymity. Nobody knows who the heck I am, as far as I know. So if they're heaping looks of scorn on me, then it's going undetected.
Because Drew's real name, for those people who know, is not Drew Grabo, it's Clifford Shields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good name.
Yeah, so when he's in school, nobody knows.
And
I feel odd when I'm there. And then the other day, I was in Carline, and I fell asleep listening to your show. No offense to your show. I get up very early in the morning. And the guy had to come tap on my window. And I went, I'm sorry, I get up early. Very famous.
Just floor it and drive over to the other cars.
Well, I hope we can hang out sometime soon.
Well, yes. Are you not going on Saturday night to that thing that we had discussed that you might be going to?
I think we might. I'm not 100% sure yet.
I know what that means.
Okay, no. If I was to be like you, I would go, yes, I'll see you out there. I need to. My wife and I need to lock in a babysitter. But the idea was yes, let's go.
I'll babysit.
We need to lock in a babysitter that's not going to put our children in danger. Carmen, if I didn't have a pool, I would probably let you babysit. Hey, I just feel like you're going to leave a door open or something.
She is great with kids.
Yeah, Rob watched me all week in other countries with a child.
Yeah, because you're not the sole person responsible for it.
At one point, she was.
Yeah.
I had to go. Yeah, there was one point where I had to leave, and she was, and she took.
How long of a time was she solely responsible? A
couple hours.
Yeah.
I would let Drew babysit for my kids because he's got kids. He knows.
And we'd have a blast.
Without a doubt. Without it. Look at your kids, a fine young man. I don't know. Galvin's son is amazing because I only see him like every couple of months. And every time I do, he's 2 feet taller and 10 years older. He's an adult now. And then your kid I see on Facebook, and he's growing up into a fine gentleman. So, yes, you I would trust with my child. Carmen, I don't think I'd sell that past the wife yet, Carmen.
Oh, my God.
Not yet. Just not yet.
Okay.
Wait till my daughter knows how to swim.
Let me come to a couple more Thanksgivings.
I'll do with you what my mother used to do with me when she left the house. She'd go, okay, now don't open the doors and don't turn the oven on. That's how I would do with you and my kid.
I can do that.
Yeah. Drew, thank you. It's great to talk to you.
Guys, have a great day.
Have a great program. I'll be listening today at 2 o'clock to the Drew Graba Live Show.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.